Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Think Loud crew. Three moms.
Get it real. With live. With our WTF moments. What if we whispered to you guys on the old podcast just like this? Would you like it?
Inside.
Like bam, bam. Get the pussy up, get the pussy up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Wait till you see my dick. Okay.
Shannon's, I don't know if she's in a freaky mood or what, but she's been doing some weird things next to me, okay? And we've been here for a minute, and she's in a mood today. And then she came with this great idea and said, guys, I have a good idea. And we said, ooh, Shannon, what's a good idea? And she said, we should play Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, I scared.
Me too.
It's going to be fun. I feel like it's a good switch up. I feel like we're always serious for...
Yeah,
last couple.
I feel like we've had some like very serious conversations, and we've also had a lot of guests lately.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time to be like, hey guys, here's a reminder of who we are.
So do we have to do things that we've never done, or can I do things that like I know you guys have done and that you're gonna lose?
I don't know.
Whatever you want to do.
Or is that not the point?
Do you want to just put us on the spot?
Yeah,
or do you want to play?
I see some really good ones, and okay. I'm like, I've done this, but I want to put y'all on the spot.
Can you give an example?
Oh, you're evil.
No.
All right, yeah.
I'm not giving up my stuff.
So we're each going to pick four questions of Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
And then I think it'll be fun. Just see us giggle and explain ourselves a little bit.
I'm here for it. I'm cheating. I'm looking at questions online.
I am too.
Okay.
Y'all are.
All right. Who wants to start?
Do you have one?
Would you like to?
I said, looking at her like, go.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Never have I ever accidentally said I love you to someone.
Yo, why would you? I just told you I did that.
Oh.
So you have?
Yeah, when I was in the 8th grade.
Oh, I was totally not listening to you.
You even told me not to tell that story, like, right after.
All I heard is someone had cerebral palsy, and then I didn't hear anything else. I didn't hear the beginning of the story. I just was thinking, like, don't talk about somebody.
I wasn't talking about when I was in the 8th grade. I liked this boy, and he liked me back. He happened to have cerebral palsy, which has nothing to do with this story.
All I heard in the beginning of this conversation that's not recorded, guys, is I heard her talking and she said cerebral palsy. And I'm like, maybe you shouldn't tell that story because I didn't want anybody to take it the wrong way. But now I'm hearing the whole story. You told this boy that you loved him.
Okay, one day we were getting in the car and he said, he like looked at me and was like, what's the first thing on your mind? And I don't know why, but I said, I love you. And when I tell you, he was so happy. Aww. And I was just like, oh,
you guys really
shit.
Liked each other. I remember
we really
that.
Did like each yeah. other.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was a really sad breakup. There was, he like really cried.
It was like, a breakup. How long were you guys together?
I don't know. Maybe like 2 weeks after I said
no,
I love
it was
you.
Not 2 weeks. It was longer than 2 weeks. Do not try to play that boy.
No, I'm not. I like him. The funny thing is, I randomly told someone else a story about him. His name was Brian, but he used to get mad because I used to always misspell.
Where did Brian go to school?
I don't remember. Not my school. I used to always misspell his name and write brain. Like, I used to mix up the I and the A. Not that that has
I'm
to
like,
with
what does that have to do with saying you love?
Never have I
hold on. Anyways. Before we keep going, I just want to put out another disclaimer. Nobody is laughing or making fun of the fact that he had cerebral palsy.
Oh, no, not at all.
That is not yeah, we're laughing a part of the story. The whole story is the fact that Kyle told this man that she loved him.
And then, like,
broke up with him a week later.
Not literally a week later, but then he was trying to, like, say it back and forth. And I was like, yo, we're kids.
Hey, I remember this.
How old were you?
I remember this.
I remember it was it happened. I was in Eagle Rock when
they
it happened.
They really liked each other. She used to bring him to the house. Oh. And they were like all over each other. Yes. She literally liked you, Brian or Brain, whatever she was calling you. She really liked you. So if you're watching this, she's single. She does have 2 kids.
Whoa. I think she's like married with children. Oh. She said, whoa.
At one point, she was telling you she loved you.
Shut up.
Shannon, have you ever done it?
That I love, I probably have. I say I love you too fast to everybody.
I love you.
So she's one of those.
What about you, Cheyenne?
No. I think everybody knows I'm not throwing out I love yous.
Cheyenne's barely like, I kind of might think about liking you.
Yeah. I'm literally not that person.
No,
I'm not. That person.
I'm not.
I love you.
Oh,
I
no,
say
not
it too
me.
Much.
Mm-mm, not me.
The older I've gotten, the more I'm cutting it down just because.
The more I'm cutting it down.
Well, just because it's not a word you just fling around.
It's not.
No,
and I am a real believer in that.
Yeah,
I'm not
you
telling.
Just, you can't just tell everybody that. Then they might get scared. They might be like, oh, shit.
Or they might be like, I love you back.
Too. I love you so like, much. You'd be I've like, been waiting for this moment.
Whoa. We're 13, whoa.
All right, I think
we're 12,
next?
Actually.
Okay.
Never have I ever gotten busy in a public place.
You never got busy in a public place?
What is technically public?
I think probably in a restroom or like the side
then,
of.
Then I retract that question.
What? I remember. Yes, I've gotten busy in a public place. I think a street. On the side of the street.
Like in a car or?
No, outside the car.
Outside the car. Oh, you know what?
When were I'm you guys like just a public on space, a walk, or I'm did thinking, you pull over and then get out of the car?
You know what? I think we were on a walk and we were hiding behind like a car or something.
Oh, okay.
By a car.
What time of day was this?
At night.
All right.
We tried to choose a dark tree
and bush to hide.
Shannon. But I feel like, or is in the car a public area?
I feel like in the car is public.
When I'm thinking like a public space, I'm thinking like I'm there's like people outside, around.
Right.
Like
that's
a park.
What I'm thinking.
Well, if you do it in your car, we know Kyle has.
She's
by.
Had sex on the beach.
Oh, yeah. You had sex in public. That's
yeah,
the
right.
Beach.
After Shannon said outside the car, I was like, oh, wait.
I've been outside doing it. You guys are nasty. Just hey, nasty you. Girls.
Just a little. Shannon, what have we been doing?
No. Being free.
Just Shine, you've never like.
The worst I've done is like in a car in an alley. Okay, that sounded bad.
In an alley.
It wasn't paid for. Someone's gonna be like, she's a hooker.
Whoa, none of this what? Has been no, paid for.
I don't think anybody thought that.
I feel like alley sex is like automatic, like.
Hooker?
Hooker status. It's like.
Yeah.
It is. I feel like it is. I had to put it out there. No.
Okay, no, you're not a hooker.
I was dropping him off. Or maybe he was dropping me off. Someone was going to the airport, but we got there early and we were like, let's just go over there. And it was an alley and, you know.
Yes. We're ready.
Yeah.
Okay, Kyle, you suck.
Yeah, I sucked at my question because I've definitely, now that I think about
Shannon,
it.
Shannon, do you have one?
Been in a public place.
Oh, I have one that I know both of y'all have.
What? What about what? You?
Never have I ever sent nudes.
Yeah. Yes, I have. I have too. You've never sent Zach a here, baby?
You never sent nudes?
No. Zach literally posted a text message where he asked me to send nudes, and I sent him a picture of Ace crying.
I remember that. Yes. You never sent, like, not even, like, a teaser?
No.
Not even you dressed up in a cute outfit?
Not even, like, here's a little...
That's not nude.
Not here's a side boob?
Well, so then you have... But I feel like that's nude, no?
No.
Well, then I've never really sent a nude. I've sent like myself in like cute lingerie outfits.
Do you have your nipples out? Is your cooter cat out? You sent some nudes, Shannon. I'm not playing this game with y'all.
You sent nude,
right?
Oh my god!
All right, no, yeah, okay. I sent a nude.
It's okay.
I've never sent my coochie through text message. Okay, and
you would have thought I would have learned my lesson after. My ex sending out like all my yucky stuff out there, but I don't think I have.
Clearly not. No. Clearly,
I can laugh about it now.
You have not learned.
Yeah, I had somebody threaten me one time,
but that was not a fun time.
Yeah,
but no, yeah.
To be honest, when I first joined MTV, so when I joined for Are You the One? And it was about to air. My dad pulled me to the side and he was like, have you sent, you know, nudes to anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Because this is, you know, the time where, like, you're about to shine. And people want to hate on you and probably want to, you know, tarnish whatever you have going on. If there's any haters, like, get ready that your nude might leak. And I'm sitting there like, I've never sent a nude, but... I remember this one time I was dating this guy in college, and I remember he took a picture of me when I was changing, and I was bent over in the closet.
Ooh. I think I remember this.
And I was naked.
Yeah.
And all I kept on thinking is, does he still have that picture, and is he going to leak it? Because my tits look like teardrops. You know when you bend over and your boobs are like extra
boobs.
Long? Oh, you're right.
Stop.
Okay. You know, okay, for people who have boobs, you know when you bend over and you look and your tits are like hanging for dear life?
The skin is
that's like the skin, right? Yeah.
Help me.
All I kept on thinking is, God damn it, my nude is going to be a bad nude. Like, it's not going to be a good reflection of my good tits. But
tits.
Yeah, that's it. That's my
nudes. That's only nudes.
Yeah.
Have you ever, well, Shine, I guess that doesn't apply to you. What? I was going to say, have you ever sent a nude to the wrong person?
No.
Have you?
Have you?
Yes.
Oh. Who'd you send it to?
See, I'm terrified. Whenever, I always double check.
Oh, like, am I sending it to thought I was. And after that, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm too damn old for this shit. Like,
wait,
who did you send it to?
It's actually a funny story when I think back on it.
Like, did you send it to another, like, peer? Or did you, like, F up and send it family. To, like, your dad or something?
Oh, I F'd up and sent it to, like, a peer. But it was, like, someone who I was, like, we were kind of working together. But it was, like, we weren't working together.
Was it a male or female?
It was a guy. And he's based in New York. And it was to the point where I was like, damn, I'm about to call his sister and tell his sister to go get his phone so that she could erase it.
What was the, was it a bad?
How, nude? Yeah, how yeah, lewd how, was this
how
nude?
How sexy was this nude?
It was a pretty pussy picture.
Oh my God.
It was like,
oh my God. I would have said, that's not me. I Googled it. Somebody hacked my phone and I don't know why they sent you a vagina.
This was like. This is probably like 10 years ago.
Oh.
And it was freshly waxed and it was
okay,
it was
right.
Nothing that I was embarrassed about. I was embarrassed that he received it, but yeah. I was like, "Whoa."
Well, there you go. Very proud of this. Okay, never have I ever been on a blind date.
I haven't.
You never been on a blind date?
No.
Oh. We're not fun.
Nobody's ever set you up on a date that you didn't know the guy?
No.
Mm. No, me neither.
Maybe I should set you guys up on blind dates.
How about not?
Why?
I'm already. We it. Had this conversation.
Meghan Markle scared. Went on a blind date, and now she's a princess.
Like Kyle's like.
All right, we see where Kyle's fantasies are at.
I don't necessarily want to be a princess. But I'm just saying, like, you never know.
Never know. She went on a blind date and got her a goddamn prince. You think she knew she was going on a date with the prince?
She had to know something.
She had to know, right?
She knew she was going on a date, but I don't think she knew with
but
who.
That's in the. Yeah.
I don't know.
Didn't he have like security with him and stuff? Like, wouldn't you walk in knowing like,
right? Like,
hey, something's going on right? here.
People.
Yeah, I would.
Y'all, I don't know where the date was. I'm just saying.
All right.
Whatever.
Never have I hooked up with someone of the same gender.
Come on.
Dun, dun, dun.
I feel like we had this conversation.
Yeah, I have.
We know you have, Kyle. What about you, Shannon?
Yes, I have.
Ooh.
Ooh. Shannon, tell us more.
It was...
Y'all.
I've never told this story. I was in Germany and I was got super drunk.
Love it.
It was all of us. I was there for a hair show and I made out with one of my co-workers.
See, Shannon definitely makes work and pleasure too.
No. I thought you were going to say you made out with like a random German.
No, I made out with one of my co-workers. I came back home, back to the hotel and I started kissing her. She was like, whoa.
Wait, did she not kiss you back?
She did.
Eventually?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That was my encounter.
Oh my God.
I felt guilty the whole time. After the next day, we went to breakfast and I was like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I kissed you.
I'm sorry I kissed you.
Oh, wait.
Wow.
Have you?
No.
I feel like you said you have before.
Hooked up is like, you know, like with intention. Like you're not and horny, right?
No, have you kissed a girl?
Have you kissed a girl? Right. I didn't
like cheer camp, but like that's not hooking up. That's like, oh, we kissed like friends.
Well, I don't know. Depending on who you ask, hooking up has different
meanings.
Okay, well, I feel like hooking up is like you're, you know. It's like you're
having sex. Can we not say the words?
Heavy petting or?
Heavy petting, stroking.
Yeah.
Then I know. Then I wouldn't say.
No, you made out with your coworker. Do not try to retract your statements.
Oh my God.
Oh, shoot.
Never have I ever hitchhiked.
No, I haven't. I don't think.
Good.
I don't think I ever will.
No, I haven't.
Good. No, thanks. I will stay my ass on the corner. We are going to take a break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that
and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
And we're back.
So, never have I ever gone skydiving.
Yes.
I know both of you?
Yeah.
Both of you have? Mm-hmm. Where'd you go skydiving?
On the challenge, it was like our first day of like doing anything. Yeah, that was like our introduction into the show. You had to skydive onto a beach, and then like that was our first time meeting TJ and stuff.
I feel like that was your introduction to like doing adventurous things.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
I literally just scared? I thought I was gonna shit myself. I was so scared.
Never have ever shit myself.
I have. A few times.
Never have I shit myself either. Well, maybe. I mean, Shardy.
Okay, Shannon. Anytime Ryder shards, and I'm so sorry to put Ryder's business out there, but anytime Ryder shards, she goes, I just pooped a little. And I'm like, you sharted, right? She goes, well, I farted and I just pooped a little bit. I'm like, that's a shart, right? But yeah, no, I went skydiving on the challenge. I was so scared. I thought I was going to shit myself, but there was somebody scareder than me and he didn't jump.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he, did he get
out the plane?
Yeah.
He had like a full-on like panic attack, I feel like.
Oh wow.
And they had to bring the plane down to get him out. But everybody was looking at him like, wow, you didn't jump and stuff. Like, it was like such a thing. And I was like, hey, maybe he was really, I mean, he definitely really was really scared, freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely do it again. I really liked skydiving, I cannot lie. But yeah. Zach thinks
done it once.
Yeah. He thinks it's so weird that I'm down to go skydiving again, but I will not get on a roller coaster to save my life.
That is interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty weird.
I don't like roller coasters. So when did you go skydiving?
We took my dad skydiving.
How long ago?
God, I think it was a while ago. I think I was like 18.
Yeah, because I wasn't allowed to go.
Yeah.
They thought that I could, and then
Shine was too young.
I was too young, and then I didn't make the weight requirement.
What's the weight?
You were fine on weight. You were just the age.
They told me even if I was 18, I still couldn't go because of my weight.
What's the weight requirement?
I was under it. That was going to float away.
I hate her.
He was gonna take you away.
Yeah, it was. I remember that because my dad was worried that he was over the weight.
I think he made it by like a pound.
He made it by like a pound, and I was off like by a pound.
I think I'd be scared.
I don't know if I could do that.
The only thing that was scary about it is like they gave you this like 10-minute lesson before, and the video that they had, I swear it was from like the 80s, and it was this this old man with super long white hair, and he was like, okay, you're gonna put your arms like this, you're gonna put your legs like this, and then you're gonna fall. And I was like, but
you're gonna fall, that's it,
but what are we doing?
At least you got the lesson on the challenge. We didn't get a lesson.
Oh yeah, they just
put us on the plane. I'm like, and do what? Jump. They're like, just jump. I'm like, no.
You don't pull nothing? They didn't tell you to pull nothing?
You have like a person on you.
You're not doing it by yourself. You're a tandem. Yeah. It was but it was a lot of fun. It was really beautiful. Like free falling is actually one of the coolest feelings I would say I've ever experienced.
Free falling.
I do want to go skydiving again.
Shannon, one day in let's life. All do it.
Wait, but I can't go yet because my children are still very, very young, and if something happens, I wouldn't.
I'll take care of them.
But if we all do it, then
Well, no, we're not all in the same parachute.
I'm
like,
so mad.
If our parachute gets fucked up, I got your kids.
You got my kids too.
I got your kids.
Cheyenne said, forget y'all, but I got the kids.
I'm just saying, like,
I'm just saying,
there's so many different ways that you can get hurt. Like,
that is so true.
Right? Like, come on.
That's so true.
Let's just fall to the wall. No?
Did you say balls to the wall?
Yeah.
I've never Shannon's heard like, that one before.
Oh, really?
Balls to the wall.
Yeah, balls to the wall. Okay, I have one. I have never been in a physical fight.
Jeez.
Here are my two pop-off Libras.
Bro.
I've been in
a... I remember I was knocking on my ex's door. He had a girl in there. The poor girl was so scared of me.
Shannon, did you fight the girl or your ex?
I fought both of them.
I was throwing hands everywhere. I was like, fuck you,
yeah, I'm not proud of my fights.
Me either.
They're very toxic.
Yeah.
Cheyenne's been in a brawl before, you guys.
Oh my God, yes.
And I don't say that lightly. No, I mean like a 20 person, brawl. Like
really?
Literal brawl.
Was this in college? Yeah, I didn't learn to fight until I got to college. And I got beat up one time. And after that, I called my dad and he said, next time you pick up a brick and you smash the bitch in her head.
Yes.
And I said, what, daddy? Said, you smash her. I was like, okay. And I swear, after that one fight, after that, I refused. He said, just act like you just go crazy. Just act go like crazy. A crazy person. And after that, I would just go crazy. And the brawl that Kyle was talking about was legit a brawl.
It was an actual brawl.
It was an actual brawl. And my apartment complex called the next day and they were like, you have a day to leave or you're going to be evicted. We're evicting some of the other girls that were in the brawl, and that eight neighbors in that building
moved out
that same week because they said that the brawl was like a jail fight.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I can literally picture this girl charging at me like a bull, and one of my guy friends literally picked her up like a rag doll and threw her into a car windshield. And I was sitting there like, it was like my ultimate like, oh my God, slow motion fight movie. Yes. I was in it. The crazy thing is, I found out like 2 years, maybe 3 years later, I saw her, and a mutual friend was like, you guys remember that fight you got in? And I'm thinking like, yeah. And I found out that she was mad because she saw a picture of me in a hotel room, mind you, with a lot of other people. But on the nightstand, it was like a hat. Let's say it was a fucking LA Dodgers hat. Like, that's how unoriginal this hat was.
In common, this hat was.
She saw a hat that her boyfriend had, and she just assumed that he was there with me in the hotel room. Mind you, at the time, I had never met or knew her boyfriend. So I'm like, you charged at me like a goddamn bull over a hat on a nightstand? But anyway.
That could have been anybody's.
Anybody's. I've been in a fair share of fights. Yeah,
I'm not proud of mine.
Went to school. She learned how to online shop. She learned how to fight. Mm-hmm. And finesse.
My last fight was with a girl
who Were all your fights at college, or have you fought in LA?
This one was in LA.
This one was in LA.
I was about to say,
this one was.
Somebody said something about Ryder.
Oh,
and Cheyenne's recent little bullhorns. And,
no, first they were talking about Corey, and I'm like, keep talking about him, girl. You wouldn't say this and the third, go for it. Like, it's not about to bother me. She said something about me, not about to bother me. Then I heard Ryder come out her little mouth.
I went nuts.
But I didn't go nuts because I was in my friend's house and his parents, and, you know, I was being respectful. I waited till she left, and I said, I looked at my friends, I said, it's time to go too. And I was very cool and calm and collected because she was only with one friend and I was with like six friends, and I'm like, I'm not about to jump the girl, I'm just gonna be cool and calm and collected. So she left, right?
Gonna smack her up a little
and
bit.
Literally my best friend Remy was with me, and she says, I politely removed my shoes and dropped my purse and just went in. And Remy says, she turned around and was like, wait, you didn't tell me we're fighting. So then all of a sudden Remy gets her handbag and is whacking the other girl like over the shoulder.
Paige was there too.
We were all there. Everybody was like, they were so mad at me after the fight. They were like, how dare you just go off and not say anything. I said it was not anybody else's fight but mine,
right? It was, and I didn't need the backup.
At like 4 a.m that night from Corey, and he's like, bro, did you beat up some girl? And I'm like, how the hell do you know? Like, why are you calling me? You know, I'm still hype. I'm still ready. I'm
still going to fight again.
Yeah, you know, like, after a fight, your anxiety, like, not your anxiety, your adrenaline.
I don't know the feeling.
Sorry. Nope. Your adrenaline is up.
You're ready to keep going.
When he called me, I was ready to fight him, too. I'm like, yeah, what's the problem? They talked about my daughter. He's like, okay. I'm like,
how did he know?
Okay, yeah. So apparently the girl was from Boston, and she knew somebody who knew him. That knew Corey. So she called her friend from Boston that knew Corey and told him that I tried to kill her. And I'm like,
you tried to kill her?
Girl, no, I didn't.
Trying to kill you?
She said that I pulled her hair out, I tried to kill her, and all this is not there. I said, that's so extra. You just got hit a couple times and then whacked in the head with a purse. Like, calm down. So then Corey's like, well, now I got to do damage control. I'm like, you don't got to do shit. She talked about Ryder, and he said, oh, okay, bye. And then that was it.
Right.
And then maybe like 2 weeks later, he called me. We talked about it again. He's like, Shai, you can't just be beating up people. And I'm like, well, they just keep trying me. So what do you want me to do? And he's like, you can't. And you know who is?
Just beat people.
Yo, this is the kicker. At the fight, as we're outside my friend's house, Terrence J walks by and he's like, why y'all beating up that girl? He was like trying to break up the fight. I swear, we looked at him like, mind your fucking business, Terrence. Like, this ain't about you. You don't even know us. Y'all, it wasn't good. I'm not proud of it. So if you're watching, sis, my bad.
No, you're bad if for you're talking watching, about sis, my niece, my bad. First of all.
I've grown up since then. I promise I am mature.
Shannon, I do not condone fighting. But keep my niece's name out your mouth, people.
Amen.
Period.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Never have I ever met a celebrity
Shut up, Kyle. I don't know why I thought that was so funny just now.
But that's funny. I kept looking at that one. I'm like, I can't say that.
I think it made me giggle because just growing up out here in LA, there's people all over the place. And the funny thing is like I have classmates whose parents were celebrities, but I didn't know they were considered celebrities until like I graduated. And it was like, oh yeah, your mom is on TV regularly. Or oh
yeah, you're growing up in Pasadena and going to private schools. Literally somebody in your class, some classmate's parent is famous. Yeah. And you wouldn't know. I remember Dennis Haysbert's son was in my class in elementary school. Mm-hmm. And I had all these kids come over to my house and Dennis Haysbert picked up his son. And my mom says she must have lost all response. Like she could not talk when she opened the door. She's like, Shannon, Dennis Haysbert's at my door.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Allstate. Also the beautiful black man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He lives out there.
He lives in Altadena.
Duh.
And my mom was so obsessed. Allstate.
I never knew his name.
Dennis Haysbert, yep.
I just know him as the
of Allstate. Super deep voice.
The dad in Love and Basketball.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Gosh. Okay. Never have I ever been cheated on. Psych. Yeah. God.
And I've been the cheater. Not proud of it.
Oh, yeah. So this one time, my boyfriend, he was trying to set me up, as he says, which he totally
did. Set you up? How?
He made up the story about how he cheated. Well, he was already cheating. And, like, he got confronted. And then...
He's trying to find out if you cheated?
Yeah. And I only cheated because he cheated. And I was like, well, fine then. Fuck you. I'm going to cheat too. And then he was like, he told me this whole story about he cheated. And then I was like, well, that's why I said, well, blah, 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 blah. I did all this. Fuck you. And he was like, I didn't even do that. I was just messing with you. And then, yeah.
Oh, Kyle, you got real set up.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Fuck him.
We were young. We weren't married. We weren't engaged. I was going to say, never have I ever ridden a horse. My dad used to take Cheyenne horseback riding all the time.
He never took you horseback riding, Kyle?
No. And I used to feel salty about it. Like, damn. But then one day I was like, I actually don't want to go horseback riding because I don't really like the smell.
You don't like the smell of horses? No. You think Boz is the same way as you? But yeah, no, but he ended up going with his dad.
Yeah.
I have gone horseback riding, younger, not older though. Yeah. I think it'd be fun.
I'm open to trying it again. Dream
date. I want a guy to take me horseback riding on the beach. I think that's really sexy. I want to wear
it. It is.
I think it's just beautiful and people post that kind of stuff. I would love to get horseback riding on the beach, please.
Somebody take Shannon horseback riding.
When I'm ready to date.
So this one time, we went to Dominican Republic. We were in Puerto Rico. And the taxi driver that we had, he was Dominican. Mm-hmm. And he was so cute. And he liked one of my friends. And literally all week, we got like free taxi. We got free rides from him.
Did he take him on a horseback ride?
He took her out on a date. And we were like, whoa, we don't know this man.
We don't know this man.
Mind you, like, he gave us all his information. Like, he made like our trip like that much better. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, I think your friend is very beautiful and all this stuff. And he took her out on a whole like a day date. And they went horseback riding and all this stuff. Yeah.
I'm trying to find me a man like that.
And it was so cool because I was like, oh, look at these guys taking these girls out horseback riding. And we were young.
How young were you?
This was Cheyenne's. Cheyenne was in college. It was her first like spring break.
Oh, fun.
So I was probably like 21, 22. 21.
21, 22?
Yeah.
21. Oh,
hello there, kid. Oh, never have I ever slept in my car.
I've slept in my car in high school. I remember my senior prom. Me and Robert slept in a car on top of the mountain.
Oh.
Because we were trying to do the whole, let's
just get busy.
Let's get busy in a public place.
No, but so we were trying to find a be bad and find a motel, and we couldn't find a motel, so we just drove up Angeles Crest and we slept in the back. Then I had a Ford Explorer, so I had a big trunk. Yeah, I had a big truck, so we slept in the back. We put down the seats and we slept. I think that's pretty funny, but yeah, I've slept in my car.
That is funny to me too,
but not in not older age.
Yeah,
not in my older age. I have
dun, dun, dun.
Never have I ever paid for adult content.
No,
you guys already know that I'm boring with myself, so I've never really.
There's so much free stuff.
So much free stuff.
I don't understand what people pay for. So y'all, Cheyenne had to get back to life outside of the podcast.
Yes. So we're closing out today without Cheyenne, but we just want to say thank you. Hope you enjoyed this little episode. Let us know if you guys want more of us playing games or just us being real.
Yes. Like we always are. Also, submit some never have I evers down in the comments.
Yes. We would love to see them.
Let us know what you guys haven't done. We'll, we could see what's going on over here.
Yeah. Or ask us questions.
Have you ever?
Right. Have you ever done this? We would love to get back to you. This is a Think Loud crew. I am Shannon.
My name is R. Kylan, and our third is Cheyenne.
And you can follow us on Think Loud Crew. And you can find me at Hair by Shannon C.
You can find me at R. Kylan. And you can find Cheyenne at Shy Not Shy. Don't forget to go follow us, subscribe, comment, like, rate, review us on your favorite podcast platform and on our YouTube channel at the Think Loud Crew. We hope y'all have another great week, and we will be checking in with you next week.
Yes. Love you guys. Bye. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.